Hello, my name
Hello.
Is Tracy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're calling to conduct a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. The first question is, do you or does any member of your family or household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. Are you aware that very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like the Miami-Dade County Mayor or a County Commission? So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan or partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you will definitely vote, you're very likely going to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, or you're not very likely to vote, or you're not likely at all to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I am going to vote.
All right. With which political party are you registered? Are you, would you say Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
All right. Since we're kind of getting people from all, like, different racial backgrounds, what is your main racial background? Would you say you're African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or Caucasian or Hispanic?
I am Hispanic.
All right. What is your age?
I am 65.
65, all right. All right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're probably going off the wrong track.
All right. So from the following list, which is like the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Would you say quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, flooding and rise in like sea level rise in environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, housing and property insurance costs, or corruption in local government?